This is Adam Greenberg from Leaders to Give and Leaders to Inspire. And the topic for today's podcast is transformation. The world is going through an incredible transformation right now. I think life is a constant cycle of transformation, but there are moments in time that really stand out, and this period of time right now is certainly one of them. When I think of transformation, I think there's a few definitions, but I want to be really clear. When I say transformation, I mean a thorough and dramatic change. And transformation can occur in many different ways. It can be a top-down initiative, so to speak. That's to say that it can be forced upon us by outside influences. A global pandemic, for example. Or can be forced upon us by authorities, new laws, new regulations prohibiting this and insisting on that. But true transformation is organic. It grows and it spreads on its own, and everybody participates. I'm seeing businesses transform, and I think that's a good thing. Companies are starting to recognize that the health, safety, and well-being of their employees is critical to their bottom line. And so they're transforming their operational model to be more flexible, for example. They're investing in wellness programs, for example. They're offering work from home. They're offering shift sharing. They're offering sometimes better pay, better benefits, profit sharing. There's all sorts of examples of how business is transforming. Central to the theme of that transformation is purpose. Politics is also transforming. I believe we will start to see a rejection of populism and authoritarianism in the world. It seems like a bit of a roller coaster, and I see many societies seemingly take one step forward and one step backwards. Think of the Arab Spring. Think of the U.S. political situation. This is happening all over the world. But I do believe we will see a rejection of division. And I'm not saying it's easy or it happens quickly, but I do see a transformation. All of that said, the biggest transformation that I truly want to see, and the biggest transformation that I believe I am seeing, is one of mending. I can't find another word to describe what I mean. That's the word. We've all heard the adage of mending fences. And I mean repairing relationships. That's really what I'm referring to. I see a transformation with mending at the forefront. Mending our relationships is critical to our future. Relationships with one another, with those we disagree with, relationships with the earth, and more. This is the transformation I'm witnessing, and it starts by demonstrating more care for one another, more care for our environment, more care for our children and their future, so that the future we all want can be realized. Every single one of us dreams of a better life, better health, stronger relationships, stronger friendships, cleaner air, cleaner water, more abundant wildlife, prettier sunsets, more energizing sunrises, closer family relationships, sustainable economies, more evenly distributed wealth. And each one of us has a role to play in this transformation. Each one of us can and needs to be a transformative leader. The company I work for is going through an incredible transformation right now. This is a business that was created by the amalgamation of a bunch of different, smaller, very successful companies. And what are companies? Well, companies are people. They're people that make and sell products or services. It's intellectual property. It's ideas. It's people working together for a common goal. Businesses have missions and visions and purpose. And the company I work for is going through an incredible transformation. I look back at when this amalgamation happened, and I'm looking forward, and I'm looking at right now, and I'm seeing completely different people than when it how it started. A really important moment in this transformation just happened, where the CEO announced that he's going to be leaving the organization. This is a man I have an incredibly strong connection to. Recently, another senior leader, one of the founders of another organization, left. This is a man I have another incredible connection to. He now sits on the board of directors of my nonprofit that I founded. He's incredibly generous. He's a visionary. He's energetic. He's kind. He's compassionate, intelligent. Both of these guys are no longer in the organization that I work for, and so there's a connection that's been broken. At the same time, there's new people in the organization that are also driven and ambitious and goal-oriented and kind and compassionate and hardworking and diligent and thoughtful and deliberate and all of the words that I can use to describe all of the great characteristics that create connections between people. And so the business will survive, it will thrive, we will move on. But it's still a huge transformational change. And that change is very difficult to manage. It requires leadership. I'm also building a leadership development company with people that I care for and love and admire and have strong relationships and connections with. Leaders to inspire. And today I want to share and I want to announce and I want to state it that Leaders to Inspire will and must help lead the transformation that I spoke about earlier. We will help create a corporate social transformation that's more inclusive of community engagement, more inclusive of employee development. And I mean real development, providing for experience and learning. Environmental stewardship will ensure that brands are elevated to showcase their connection to their people and their communities. Will help build and govern the operational unification of the effort required to achieve purpose as the central theme for all of us. This is the transformation that I am seeing. This is the transformation that business is experiencing, that people are experiencing. Purpose. Achieving our purpose needs to be the central theme for all of us. Leaders to Inspire will provide the transformational leadership that we ourselves are seeking so that we can bridge the gap between the world we live in today and the world that we all want for our future. And we will start right now. I hope you will join us. Reach out to me. Reach out to us. Let's get this started. The time is now. I can feel it. Transformation is happening. There is a shift in our collective consciousness that's going to drive us towards a better future. There's a lot of talk that the pandemic is ending. Vaccinations are on the market. What we are seeing with respect to this particular issue might be the beginning of the end, but it's not the end. Transformation is a journey. It takes lifetimes, generations. It's constantly happening. But as I said when I started the podcast, there are pivotal moments where you can really sense it and the need to act. And that time is right now. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you'll listen and join another. Please comment on our Facebook page, on our LinkedIn page. Please reach out to us if you're interested in any of our programs. If you'd like to be a guest on a future podcast, I would love to talk to you about leadership. I know that what I've just said is ambitious, but I'm committed. And I know that together we can make it happen.